A heavy rain band is now hitting Auckland after moving across Northland overnight. We're hearing it's been bucketing down in parts of the city. Power is out to some in rural parts of the city's east, west and north, with no estimated restoration time yet by Vector. Our reporter Mohamed Al-Fayshad is north of the city in Orewa. Mohamed, what's it happening with you?
Yes, good morning. It's a very wet and windy Wednesday morning in Auckland today. I went for a quick drive here in Orewa, and there's a lot of surface flooding, some deep puddles, but nothing's major being reported here yet. It's still dark outside, but there's the rain is definitely starting to pick up.
Just to recap, how were you affected on Friday, Saturday?
Now, the north of the city was one of those areas that really got pummeled by the initial flooding on Friday. The Silverdale on-ramp was completely flooded that night, which left some cars stranded. The good news is they've now been cleared, but there's definitely a sense of anxiety in the community when it comes to heavy rain.
Sure, I imagine that people are living on their nerves a bit. Anybody out and around at the moment?
Nobody, not a single soul is in the streets right now except for me.
Some power outages, I gather.
Yes, so last night a number of things happened. Fire and emergency had 10 calls overnight around Auckland, but nothing really major. They were all minor. And Victor says some customers lost power in rural properties. That's in East Auckland, in Titirangi, West Auckland, and north of the city. That's because of the rain, because of the gusts. People on the boats are advised to not go outside. There's Tiritiri Matangi Island recorded 100 kilometers per hour last night. So the beach is pretty treacherous right now.
All right. And the rain right now?
Met Service is warning the worst is yet to come.
Okay. Thank you, Mohamed. That's our reporter, Al-Fayshad, in Orewa.